So these last few months we've been saying goodbye to people. We said goodbye to Chris Cartwell's girlfriend, unfortunately, last month. We're saying goodbye to Alex. We're also saying goodbye to his lovely wife, Allison McWilliams Brooks Talavera, who has been a wonderful presence at Your Stories and just in my life in general. You guys gave me a place to go last Thanksgiving when I had nowhere to go, and that means the world to me. And Allison, please share.
Friends, thank you. I use herbal essences. I do really want to thank Eric for creating this night and for giving me a space to tell stories. I don't like being by myself on stage very much because I like hogging it from other people. If any of you have seen me perform improv, you know that that's very true. I would also like to preface my 5 minutes by going back to Alex's monologue and saying that I never heard the grandma dating monologue that he referred to, and I don't want to know about it. Ever. I've met his grandma, and she's sweet and nice, and that's all I want to know about her. This is the last thing I'm doing in Chicago creatively before I go, which is really big for me. And also, I did not plan my monologue tonight purposely because I am not like Chris Cartwell. I love plans, and I don't like surprises. Bill Kankle, if you're still here, I don't like surprises. I'm very, very type A. In fact, when I heard Reese Witherspoon named her production company Type A Productions, I was very happy about that because I admire her heart-shaped face and her incredibly sincere performance in Cruel Intentions. I'm not kidding. That movie's really good, and if you don't know the backstory, I'd be happy to tell you about it. About her and Ryan Felipe's relationship at that time. I read a lot about it. I love plans. I plan a lot. A lot of my plans have to do with the severe social anxiety that I have. I really, really like knowing what I'm going to order before I go to a restaurant. I really, really hate that Alex does not know what he wants to order when he goes to a restaurant. I like to be at the airport 2.5 hours before a flight. Alex likes to be there 25 minutes before a flight. So there's been a lot of adjustments since we started dating. But even as a child, like, I really, really wanted to know what was going to happen. I wanted to be in control of everything, and I didn't like that I didn't know the future, and I found a lot of comfort in Christianity because it seemed like there was like a total plan, and I was like, great, I'll be a Calvinist. I can't dance, but everything is laid out for me. By like the age of 16, I had my life plan in place. Like, I was going to be married by 24, have my first baby by 26, and I was going to be the single greatest child legal advocate / family law attorney in the country. And if you think 24 is young, just consider the fact that I went to high school with like 2,000 Mormons. 24 was an old age for getting married. And all my Mormon friends are married right now and have lots of babies, and they're very adorable, and they have blue eyes. But then, like, I went to college, and it was like, oh, Satan and hemp, and I majored in women's and gender and sexuality studies, And then I did not have a husband by the time I was 24. I had an apartment in Chicago because I moved here based on a very foolhardy plan, which started when I fell in love with a guy who was on the improv team at my college. A lot of you guys know him. His name is Tyler Scholes. Hi, Tyler, if you're listening. I made a plan to woo Tyler, which was to audition for the improv team. And I didn't know how to do improv, so I was like, well, it won't matter. He'll see that I have bodacious boobs, and... and the rest will take care of itself. And then he dated my roommate, and I got on the improv team. And Tyler and I had lots of great improv shows and no sex. And then he was moving to Chicago, and I decided to move to Chicago, so I moved here. And then my plan of, like, being married by 24, like, wasn't happening because my boyfriend moved to Korea and broke up with me on Valentine's Day. I was in a bathtub. That's a whole other story. But I had this new plan when I moved to Chicago, which was, like, okay, I'll move to Chicago, and I'll be brilliant and amazing, and I'll be on Saturday Night Live, and then I'll have my own show, like Parks and Rec, and everyone will be like, she's the next Amy Poehler. I'm not, because she married Will Arnett, and I married a much better man. But then I moved to Chicago, and none of those plans worked out, because it was like I planned to perform at I.O. for years and years and years, and then I performed at I.O., and 6 months in, they were like, you're not Herald team material. And I planned to be brilliant and single, and at the age of 24, I had decided to be the kooky single aunt in my family, who, like, lived in the attic of one of my sister's homes and, like, but always had good gum and, like, good magazines and, like, wore cool clothing. And I had resigned myself to, like, consistently being single but always dating sarcastic assholes. And then I, like, went on a date with this guy who asked me out in a very awkward manner. And then, like, on the second date, when I was like, we're just doing this for fun, like, my plan was that we were just going to do this for fun. And I'd have a story, like, you know, similar to Mary's, which is, like, we were just friends, and then we had a pregnancy scare, and it was hilarious. But instead, like, on our second date, he showed up and was like, I read your senior thesis about welfare in the state of Minnesota and how it affects LGBT communities, and I was really impressed. Yeah. And that thing was 120 pages long. And then, like, I fell in love with this guy, and we ended up, like, getting married or whatever. And we decided to move to Colorado so that he could pursue his dream of writing. And a lot of people have been asking me recently, like, about our plans, and it occurred to me that all of my plans that I've ever made have been about, like, things that I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to be famous, or, you know, I wanted to be the only person in my dorm who could drink 11 shots without passing out. And which I could do. I can't anymore. But it's not that I don't want to have plans anymore. I mean, I'm not Andrew Bentley. I can't live fast and loose like that. But I decided, like, in all this talk about, like, why we were moving and what was happening with that, and, like, oh, you're you're leaving this great community and you're like Denver, what do they have? Like a lot of healthy people. That like all of the plans I've made so far, like first of all, haven't happened. But secondly, were like just about things I wanted to do and not about the person I wanted to be. And so I still do, I do have plans, but they're a lot more about who I want to be than about what I want to do. And I want to be the kind of person that can support my husband in pursuing a dream that he's always wanted to do. And I want to be the kind of person who is healthy and makes healthy decisions and, you know, isn't going to, like, you know, die of liver failure because Chicago is great but has really, really supported a lot of alcoholic tendencies in me. And I want to be the kind of person who, like, when people in my life want to know how to have a successful relationship, you know, unfortunately, I've turned into one of those assholes who's, like, people are like, how did you know that he was the one? And I'm like, no, when you know, you know. But it's true. But I want to be the kind of person who's, like, a really good parent. And it occurred to me this morning, and Alex knows I got really sad about leaving this morning, that what I never planned for was to be the kind of person who would have such good friends, who would provide the kind of support and inspire the kind of creativity that everybody here has done for me in the last 5 years that I've been here. And a lot of you are sitting in this room, and I never planned for that. When I came here, it was all about me. And now that we're leaving, it's pretty much all about you guys. So, thank you.
Alex, do you want to say any final thoughts before we take it out?
No, that was great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would say, if I had to say anything, it's that she and I echo the same kind of sentiment, which is leaving Chicago is going to be hard for the reasons that anyone who leaves a kind of place with lots of amenities and shit like that, like, I love this town, I love everything about it, but what Chicago is always going to be here, it's always going to be a place. What I am the most sad about and what I think Allison's the most sad about, and I think what we don't know really how to replace is all of you. And I think that the friends that we've met and made in these past 5 years, you guys are our real friends. Like, proximity is always a part of how you meet people and how you love people, but you guys are definitely the people that, it doesn't matter where I am, I think are the people that are my people, and that I think are Allison's people, and I love you all so much, and I thank you all so much for coming out to this, to being part of anything that Allison and I have ever been part of, whether it's Nerdologues, whether it's Madam Senator, whatever. I'm eternally grateful. And I wish I could take you all this with me. You guys realize that Chicago sucks ass, right?
Sounds right. Thank you so much to Alex for curating and hosting this night. Thank you to everyone who told the story. You guys were great. I do want to respond to something Allison said in her monologue. Amy Poehler did indeed marry Will Arnett. She's currently, they say, dating Nick Kroll, which I'm going to catch flack for this, I think is a trade-up. Like, I don't know that I would take Nick Kroll over Alex, but I would definitely take Nick Kroll over Will Arnett. It'd be close. If Nick Kroll emailed me and was like, want to hang out, bro, I'd think about it if I was if I had plans with you. I hope you understand. Yeah, Bobby Bottle Service. I will never not laugh at Bobby Bottle Service. Hey, bro. I'm going to bounce this ghost. Okay. If you haven't watched Troll Show, you are missing the fuck out.